This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
A double dose of trouble for the Packers on Sunday, falling to the Carolina Panthers 16-13. It would appear they lost their heart and soul. Tight end Tucker Kraft with a serious knee injury.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. It's going to be tough, but it's football, and the other guys are going to have to step up.
Kraft entered the game leading the Packers in catches, receiving yards, and touchdown catches. Running back Josh Jacobs.
In my opinion, he's a top three tight end in the NFL. And not even just that, man, the type of man he is and the way he carries himself and the way he, you know, supports the team and the way he pushes everybody every day. You know, like I said, man, that's a heavy blow. I'm praying for him, and hopefully it's not as bad as it looks.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Rico Dowdle rushing for 130 yards and two touchdowns against the Packers defense, and Carolina rookie kicker Ryan Fitzgerald booted a 49-yard game-winning field goal as time expired. Trap game tossed around early in the week, Quay Walker asked if it turned out to be.
I won't really say trap game, but we just can't play down to the level of competition. Not saying they're not a good team, but they're in the NFL for a reason as well, so we just got to be better. I feel like it was a noon game, came out kind of sluggish, not having enough energy. We just got to pick it up and have a anytime, any place mindset.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.